AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
So it's time for Republicans to move on, not take another politically motivated vote that's going nowhere.
That's Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid talking about an amendment by Senate Republicans to repeal President Obama's health care law. It failed. Not enough votes to repeal it. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Affordable Care Act has hurt average Americans.
This is a law filled with higher costs, fewer choices, and broken promises.
The amendment was included in a highway bill. McConnell also responded to an allegation from Texas Republican Ted Cruz. There was a special agreement to allow for a vote on the Export-Import Bank.
When there is overwhelming bipartisan support for an idea, even if I oppose it, it doesn't require some special deal to see a vote occur on that measure.
Cruz had accused McConnell of lying. That amendment on the Export-Import Bank was approved. Police in San Francisco shot a man who stole a car and attempted to carjack another near San Francisco International Airport. Police Chief Greg Suhr says it appears officers showed restraint.
By the witness's testimony, he was retreating. Officers are allowed to defend themselves from serious injury or death or others. And obviously, this was a very serious situation.
Suhr says the suspect is in serious but stable condition. Firefighters are gaining ground against a wildfire near Napa Valley Wine Country in California. The fire is 60% contained. Fire officials ended all evacuation orders and road closures. Turkey state-run television says Turkish fighter jets are conducting more raids against Kurdish rebel positions across the border in northern Iraq. A New Jersey chainsaw artist says somebody nicked his tools. Brian Ackley says someone stole his work, got into his workshop, and made off with all 10 of his saws, worth as much as $7,000. This is AP Radio News. Gas prices dropped 1 cent over the past few weeks. The nationwide average, $2.82 a gallon.
That's because crude oil prices fell again. They have plunged rather substantially, and the U.S. refiners are running at a very high rate. This has not really hit the street yet, so we might see several more cents decline at the pump in the near future.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the highest price for gas around the country is in Los Angeles, $4.13 a gallon. Pope Francis went online today at St. Peter's Square.
Mediante questo dispositivo elettronico.
The Pope told pilgrims at his traditional Sunday blessing today he just used his tablet computer to register for World Youth Day. Registration started today. World Youth Day will take place 1 year from now and will take place in Krakow, Poland. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.